This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. If you've ever enjoyed a detective novel or followed the sleuthing exploits of Sherlock Holmes, Hercule Poirot, Miss Marple, even Inspector Gamache, you have a female novelist from the 1800s to thank. Born in New York City, Anna Katharine Green went to college in Pulteney, Vermont, earning her bachelor's degree in the 1860s, at a time when few women could even go to college, and she made Brattleboro and fictional Vermont towns central to one of her novels. But beyond her connections to Vermont, Green is credited with creating the template of the modern detective novel. Here to tell us more about her role in creating a model that would be followed by authors from Arthur Conan Doyle to Agatha Christie, Louise Penny, and many others, is Claire Meldrum, a professor at Sheridan College in Oakville, Ontario. She has taught a course on detective fiction for years and has made research into Green the focus of her dissertation and research. Claire Meldrum, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hello, Jane. Thank you so much for having me on the program. It's great to be here and able to talk about my research today.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you, but I'm a little chagrined to say I didn't know Anna Katharine Green. Why don't we know her? It sounds like she was sort of an amazing part of the literary canon.
She really was, but I always like to describe Green as the most famous detective fiction author that you've never heard of. And when I tell people about my research, that's often the same, they have the same response. Why haven't I heard about her? But when she published her first novel in 1878, detective fiction novel was still a little dodgy. Respectable people weren't, sort of admitting, oh yeah, I read detective fiction novel. But the Leavenworth case changed all of this, and it was really a bombshell. Not only did it make detective fiction respectable, it also introduced so many of the patterns that we've come to think of as sort of natural. And it went on to sell hundreds of thousands of copies. It was sold in markets all around the world. It was translated into more than 20 different languages, including Russian and Japanese. And it went on to launch Green into this very lucrative and successful 45-year crime fiction career that, as you said, directly inspired authors like Arthur Conan Doyle, who was a big fan and came to Buffalo to meet Green when he was on a tour in the U.S. in the 1890s, and authors like Agatha Christie and Dorothy Sayers as well.
And you mentioned the Leavenworth case. This is her 1878 novel. And not a book that many of us have read either. If I were to read that today, would it read as something that was remarkable and revolutionary, or would it sort of read as a little bit stale now that we have so many other mystery writers who have pushed that genre forward?
Well, I think one of the reasons that people haven't heard about Green is paradoxically her success. The things that she introduced into detective fiction, things like the serial detective, maps, the use of forensics, the use of lists, and the participatory element that we would have readers competing with the detective and the author to solve the crime before the final chapter, when the detective will come in and sort of wrap it all up for us.
Like Hercule Poirot is famous for doing.
And this is where Hercule Poirot comes from, because Green is the first person to really do that in the novel setting. But what happens is that Green was so successful in transforming the genre that so many people adopted those exact templates, and she was sort of lost in the shuffle and in the sheer number of people who said, boy, that was a good idea. I think I'm going to use that in my next novel as well. And so that she was sort of buried under her success, which is an odd thing to have happen.
Was she a good writer?
Some of her novels were, and some of her novels are less successful. But as with any professional writer, she was on average writing a full novel once a year for 45 years. And as well, she was writing short stories. She was doing that while she had three children. She was married, maintaining, a household and a family. So she was a professional writer. So some of her novels, I will be fair, now I'm maybe a little on the biased side of things, some of her novels certainly are stronger, while others are more rushed or less successful. But I do think that her best works, things like The Leavenworth Case, That Affair Next Door, which introduces the spinster sleuth, Miss Marple, being the famous example, this comes 25 years before Miss Marple ever makes an appearance, or Hand and Ring, are absolutely fantastic examples of detective fiction that will stand up with the best.
Can anybody get their hands on them now if they're not an academic researcher?
They are. Digitization has been such a boon to research these days. You can find Leavenworth's case and that affair next door in reprints. You can also find her girl detective novel available, you know, through bookstores and things like this. But you can also find many of her books on sources like archive.org or Google Books because they've been digitized and they're still in many university collections. So they're free to read if you've got an ebook reader or the internet.
She actually featured Vermont in at least one of her novels. She went to college here but didn't live her whole life here.
No, she was in Vermont between 1863 and 1866 when she attended Ripley Female College. Today, that's Green Mountain College. But she also returned and had lifelong friendships with a number of Vermonters. Most importantly, perhaps, would be the landscape painter Martha Woods Belcher, who's very well known for her pictures of Vermont. But Vermont features in her second novel, A Strange Disappearance. And unfortunately, for, you know, her primary detective was a member of the New York Police Department. So most of her novels were set there. But Vermont features in the second novel when the desperate gang of bank robbers flee to rural Vermont to hide out. Now, I know that's not perhaps the most flattering thing. The tourism board isn't going to be going on the run. Consider Vermont for your next hideout,
right,
as the slogan. But it's clear when you read the novel that Green knows the landscape intimately and that she is writing about real spaces, even if the towns themselves are largely fictionalized to avoid upsetting the locals.
Claire Meldrum, what got you so interested in Green that you would dedicate some research to this? This is the focus of your dissertation, scholarly writing, you're writing a biography. I mean, why are you so captivated by Anna Katharine Green?
Well, as with many things, my research often comes out of my teaching interest. And as you'd mentioned in my introduction, I've taught the detective fiction class at Sheridan for a number of years now. And the first year I was teaching it, I wanted to make sure that my class was gender balanced, that my reading list had an equal number of male and female authors. And as I was doing my research for into the 19th century authors, I came across Green's name and sort of went, I've never heard of this author before. Why haven't I? And as I dove in, I just found myself fascinated by her writing and her life. And, you know, 6-7 years later now, I'm down that slippery academic path of writing a biography and a dissertation and journal articles and everything else that goes with that.
And will there be a published book for the layperson coming out of this, do you think?
There absolutely will be. I'm currently writing a biography on Green. That was part of why I was in Vermont this earlier this summer for that research. And so I expect to see that book out, hopefully, by 2020.
And in fact, you're receiving an award for your research into Green from the Vermont Historical Society.
I am, and I'm so grateful for their support. The Vermont Historical Society chose me to receive their Kate Fellowship this year, and that was what allowed me to come to Vermont in person and to conduct the archival research that I did earlier this summer.
Well, it's a pleasure to hear about it and fascinating, and I really appreciate you sharing your research with us. Thank you very much, Claire.
Thank you so much for having me, Jane. It's been a pleasure.
Claire Meldrum is a professor at Sheridan College in Ontario, Canada, and she's been telling us a little bit about the crime novelist Anna Katharine Green, which is the focus of her dissertation and scholarly research.